Hello, my name is Jeff Holloway. I moved to East Texas in the summer of 2001 from the DFW area and was more than glad to find a superior NPR affiliate covering the region. That was certainly the case on the morning I was making my way to work, and I heard Bob Edwards, then of Morning Edition, announce that a plane had crashed into one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. I thought, what I'm sure many thought at first hearing that news, what a horrific accident. How could such a thing happen? By the time I found a parking space at the university where I teach, Bob Edwards was on the air with news of a second plane smashing into a second Trade Center tower, and I knew what we all knew, that this was no accident and that our world was now a different place. I was in my first semester at East Texas Baptist University in Marshall, Texas, as a professor of philosophy and Christian ethics. The news on Red River Radio that morning meant I had a challenge, not just to try to make sense of what defies our common sense of justice, but to help students deal with some of the most troublesome issues that arise from tragedies of such magnitude. Courses that I teach engage materials from Plato and Aristotle to the Apostle Paul. It is always the case that ancient wisdom demands coupling with current context. That was the challenge I faced on 9/11, and it is the constant challenge for anyone grappling with issues of faith and reason, the quest for meaning, the hope for some measure of clarity in a world that offers so much confusion. I cannot do what I do in my classes without engagement with the ongoing matters of the world in which we live. This is not simply an academic issue. It is just what we all do in our various efforts at making sense of our world. That certainly was what the events of 9/11 required, as has all that has happened since. The world is a different place. But Red River Radio was on that day and constantly since then a necessary resource helping me bridge the horizons between voices from long ago to responsible and probing minds today. I am grateful for and gladly support Red River Radio.